Hello.
Hello there, it's Albert.
Yes.
Hello, Albert. Apologies there. I've just checked with admin and it should be okay to accept that anyway, so it's not really a problem. So, Albert, I just want to confirm some details with you and then I'll explain the next steps in regards to a claim, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just to confirm, I've got your name as Albert Taylor.
That's right.
I've got your date of birth, Albert, as the 2nd of the 1st, 69.
That's right.
I've got an email for you as abdnguy11@myyahoo.com. Is that correct?
That's it.
Yep. And are you still living at 23 Derbeck Crescent there, Albert?
That's right.
Fantastic, Albert. No problem. Now, I just need to ask some questions in regards to a claim, because with these claims at the moment, Albert, the average refund is around £45,000. Now, as you know, Albert, you were probably in care quite some time ago, so what we need to do is get the most information as possible for the claim, okay? So, Albert, have you ever been known by any other names at all?
No, at least since I was little.
No?
But when, yeah, I got, okay, when I got put into foster care, for some reason, she, yeah, decided she was going to change my name to Barry.
Okay. But did your name always remain the same name, or is it,
yes,
changed to Barry Albert?
No, legally, yeah, it's always been Albert.
Okay, perfect. And Albert, what was your parents' names, or what are your parents' names?
Albert Taylor and Dory, yep, Taylor. My father's passed away, my mother's still going.
Okay, that's understandable. I'm sorry to hear about your father. Now, the only reason we ask that information there, Albert, basically, is when we're doing a claim, like I say, when we're searching for the folder, because it was quite some time ago, it will probably be an actual folder and not like online like everything is these days. So the more information we've got lets us, obviously, you know, track your system down a lot quicker. Now, do you have any brothers or sisters, Albert?
Yes.
Yeah? What
were their names about? My thing had nothing to do with their thing. If you get what I mean.
I know.
Right. Right. When I went into care, my brothers and sisters wasn't even born.
Okay, now it should be fine. Then we'll leave that one then. Because it won't matter in regards to your records. Okay. Yes, no, that's fine. So you're the oldest, I'm guessing, Albert, yeah?
Uh-huh.
No worries. Now, Albert, what local authority were you cared under?
I think it would be classed as Aberdeen City or something.
Yeah, no worries. Actually, with these questions, Albert, if there is anything that you don't know or, you know, you're unsure of, just say it's not a problem. We just ask all this information because we try and build a stronger case. But if you don't know a few things, it's not really a problem. Now, Albert, what age were you when you actually got placed into care?
I was 10 months old.
10 months old. Okay. And what establishment were you placed in? You did say foster care. Was it a foster care as you was with?
Right. First, as far as I know, first, yep, I got put into a place called Marchburn. That was like a kid's home.
Yep.
I think that was only for either a night or a couple of nights. Then,
yep,
I was,
okay,
moved to foster care,
yep,
which was Abbey Square, Torrey, Aberdeen.
And do you know the foster carer's name at all? I know you might not.
McIntosh. As I remember, their name was McIntosh.
McIntosh. Okay.
McIntosh.
Oh, McIntosh. Sorry about that. Sorry, pal. Very bad line. It's terrible. At the moment.
Nice call.
Very bad line. Yeah. How long were you in that? How long were you in foster care with them, Father?
I got put into kids' home when I was 5 years old, and that was 193, 195, Girdle Ness Road, Torrey, Aberdeen. So it was two houses joined together.
How are you spelling the name of the road? Sorry, pal.
G-I-R-D-L-E.
Yep.
N-E-S-S.
Yep.
Road.
Gildenhurst Road.
Yeah.
I've got G-I-R-L-E-N-E-S-S. Yeah, okay. And you was five when you got put in there, is that right?
Golf, India.
Yep.
Yes. Right, let's run this back. Golf, India, yep. Romeo, Delta, Lima, Echo, November, Echo, Sierra, Sierra.
Ah, okay, so I had the L and the D the wrong way round. Yeah, I had the L and the D the wrong way round. I do apologise, pal.
You did.
So you were in there from 5 years old. Was you in foster care before there?
Yeah, I was in foster care from 10 months old to 5 years old.
Okay, and was the abuse in the foster care?
Well,
you know, did you receive any mental
abuse? I remember her for... no, she was physical abuse.
Yeah, okay. So when I was in foster care...
As far back as I can remember... As far back as I can remember, she used to keep me in a crib when I was 5 years old, and I used to keep climbing out of the crib and causing a mess, and she would come through and slap me for it. And then she couldn't take it on the mare and put me in a kid's home.
Yep.
Because I was a bit of a hyperactive kid.
Yeah, no, like myself, I suffer from ADHD, so I completely understand. Very high, I'm like a draw cell battery most days. So that was the foster care. Now, you went in Gildenhurst Road at 5 years old. How long was you in there for?
5 years old. I got forced to move back home with my parents when I was 10 years old.
Yep. That's at 5%. Okay. And was the abuse in the children's home as well?
Which to this day never mucked since. Pardon?
Was there any
was
abuse
in the children's home? No, have you...
Yeah.
Well, I took a lot of flipping for cheek. For give cheek, I got a lot.
Okay, that's forgiving cheek.
I got it through the first woman was in charge. The first woman in charge, she used to take me into the office and she would bar me. And then the next woman in charge, she did the same. But she didn't wait to get in the office, she just attacked me. As I says, okay. I was a cheeky little kid.
Yeah, no, that's expected. That's just kids being kids, that really isn't it? I mean, I think we've all got a little cheap side to us.
Well, the first woman in charge, her name was Carol Mutch. I don't know if she'd be alive now. But
no worries.
She would take me into the office and she would bar me with a wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon?
Then the next woman that came after her, a wooden spoon, aye.
That's not good, is it?
And then the
wooden
next woman that came after her was... Pardon?
No, but what was the first woman called again? You said a woman's name. Is it Carol Mutch, did you say?
Carol Mutch, M-U-T-C-H, I would think it is.
Yeah, no worries. I made a note of that. It's definitely worth making a note of. Now, just to confirm with yourself as well, pal. So you went into care 10 months old. So it would have been like 1970, would you say?
1969. I was born second in Galway, so 10 months old. I would have reached probably the end of 69, beginning of 70.
Oh, perfect. So just down for you. So like I say, all the questions we were asking you now, I'm putting on the form for yourself. So, like I say, we can get to work straight away for yourself. So, like I said, the more information we've got, you know, the better case you've got there, to be fair. Now, I'm just going to get this statement added onto the system there. That's about another second. Okay. The right ones for you. Now, in a moment, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a quick link for you to sign. Okay. Now, what it basically is, it's just obviously, you know, our terms and also what we're going to do for you. So there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor, of course. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in a government legal fee scheme, where it's £2,000 is paid by the local government for your legal fees, legal advice. And you can also instruct us like ourselves under a private agreement. Now, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, what that private agreement basically means, pal, is the case can be done on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So basically, if you don't get anything back, you do not get charged an absolute penny. Only on a successful claim, sorry.
I understand. That's a chip percentage.
Perfect. They take 16%. That's it.
What's your percentage?
Including VAT.
Pardon?
16%. 16%. 1/6.
That's how much you take.
That's the solicitor's fees, yeah.
That's
so
how much you
that
take.
That is what they take at the end of it. That's correct. So that's all you'll be charged. You'll never be charged more than that.
That's...
Okay?
No,
so, like I say, if you don't get anything back, it's absolutely no cost. Yeah? With the VAT, of course, it's 20%. That's just VAT, okay. Of course. We pay that on everything in the UK, don't we? So if you look at your phone now, Albert, you should have a text message and an email from me. They'll both be exactly the same. All you need to do, pal, is simply click the link, and if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a box that needs signing and then a button above it which says execute all documents. So when you open the link, scroll right down to the bottom, and you'll see the little box at the bottom that you need to sign.
Right. Click on the link.
Click on the link for me, and then when you open it, scroll right down to the bottom, and you'll see the box which just says sign here. And you'll see a little blue button above it which says execute all documents, which of course just means you're signing it basically.
Well, I made a mess of that.
Ah, don't worry about it. It is not perfect, like I say, don't worry.
Is there
it's not
only
like
way I
bank or anything. It's just yeah, if you click clear underneath, you should see clear signature pad. Just underneath. You can restart it if you'd like.
Oh, I've got it. Brilliant. Oh. I suppose it'll be. Right, how do you send it? Execute all documents.
Now, you should see a... That's the one, pal, that's the one. Now, that gives us authority, of course, to go to the local authority and request the information we need for the claim. It should come back to me in a second there, pal. So wait for that to come back. Let's have a look. Yeah, that's all done for me, so that's perfect, Albert. So what will happen now, Albert, in case we set up like this, we are going to investigate for you. Now, in the next 2 to 3 days, you are going to receive a call from our caseworker. Now, it will be from an 0161 number. I tell you what I'll do there, Albert, just so you know it's the right company.
Okay.
I'll send you the number on WhatsApp to look out for, okay? It's just 0161 563 0811.
Okay, brilliant.
Like I say, I'm guessing not many Manchester numbers ring you anyway. So if an 0161 number rings you, it's probably us. And the person is called Michael, who'll be on the phone, okay?
Have you got to delve more into the story than you did?
What was that story, Albert?
There's still more to that story. Delve more into my story than you did.
Not at all, pal. All he'll do is confirm the details are correct. So when he gives you a call, Albert, yeah, he won't ask you to reconfirm anything like that. He'll just ask you about, like, your criminal, you know, like your life, ask you if you've ever been in prison and If you're having bankrupt, that kind of thing. It's just the last few checks of the claim, pal. Okay.
Okay, I have been in prison.
Yep.
Do not make a difference.
How long... No, he'll ask you all that, like I say. It's okay if you're in prison, don't worry about that, Albert. Like I say, it's just... Go on, pal.
I did young offenders when I was a young loon, but never been in trouble since then.
No, it's not a problem. Like I say, it's only really if you've been in prison at the moment or anything like that, really, Albert. You know, if it's nearly a bit tricky to do the claim. If you're out of prison now, it shouldn't be a problem. He'll just ask you, like I say, it's just generic questions. So he'll just say, hi, Albert, I've got your name as this, I've got your email as this, I've got this as this. You're in prison, you're in bankrupt. Just the basic information bits, like I say. If there is anything, like I say, any questions you've got, Albert, in the meantime, you can message me or give me a call and I'll be able to obviously get back to you and answer those questions, okay?
Okay, Doug.
Perfect. No problem. It's been a pleasure getting this show for you, Albert. Just, obviously, look out for that call, pal. Thank you very much, Albert. Have a lovely day, fella.
Goodbye.
Cheers.